$10 was.
You're listening to the Crazy Pools Minecraft Podcast.
Warning, may contain nuts.
Hello and welcome to the 20th Crazy Pools Minecraft Podcast. I'm Shadox Killer.
I'm Quatza.
We do have a drunk Beegry.
Oh yeah, I'm Beegry.
I'm Yama 26.
And I'm Sick.
We actually don't have anyone else to join us this week. This is quiet, this is strange.
Yeah, this is unusual.
Yeah, we're normally inundated with...
And I'm going to blame that for why I cocked up my own intro.
Missing people.
You really can't.
I'm used to either being the first one or the last one. I'm not used to being in the middle when there's only four people.
Ah, oh, but there's five.
Oh, not going well so far.
Don't pick holes in my badly thought out ploys.
No, it's too easy to. Anyway.
News?
No.
I think Yama has requested to read out that first story, hasn't she?
No, I don't think so, actually.
No, just in your dream.
Read it out before, great. Actually. I think you got a clip of that.
This is true.
I've on air.
The silence.
Definitely a tumbleweed sound right now.
Yeah, silence is easy to edit out. It depends on whether or not I'm going to get cut off by a clip.
No, don't worry. There's no. I'm not playing any silly clips tonight. Just carry on with 1.3.
1.3 pre-release is out now.
Yay.
Energetic.
I'm glad someone got the clue. The game now runs an internal server in a single-player mode. And I assume most of you guys have seen the 1.3 releases that we're getting. So I'll run through them quickly and we'll have a quick chat at the end. The single-player server can now be shared on a LAN with LAN server detection. It's been made possible to use the client-side commands to enable cheats. This is defaulted as disabled for old worlds. Added an optional bonus chest to get started quicker. It's now possible to trade with villagers, added emeralds as a currency. You gain enchantment orbs from other tasks other than just destroying monsters. Max enchantment level has been decreased to 30. Servers can automatically suggest and... crumbs. I've just hit the scroll
and
on the map, my apologies.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I've lost some place.
Servers can automatically suggest and distribute texture packs.
I think that'd be quite good.
Do you want me to continue with the rest of them until you find your place?
Yeah, my screen's crashed. I'm sorry.
Nice. Added new world map elements. Does not need a new map. They will only appear in new areas. Added cocoa beans. Added the ender chest. Trip wires. Stairs and levers now can be placed upside down. But stairs could anyway. And wooden logs can now be placed sideways. That's all in 1.3.
So, with levers being able to be placed upside down, who's going to be the first one to make a mouth that has a working uvula?
Hasn't thought about it, by the sounds of it. Probably you.
Yeah, I never even thought of that. Weird thing to think of.
It was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. How strange. That first thing that came to mind.
You've got a very strange brain.
Please don't answer how that was the first thing to come to mind. To be honest, I really don't want to know.
Why have they added cocoa beans? Is there not already cocoa?
It's so you can now grow them, rather than just eating the actual...
Yeah, because at the moment, if I'm right, cocoa beans can only be found in chests inside the mines.
Dungeons and etc, yes.
So it doesn't come in very item. Useful.
No, but cookies. Also cookies will now fill a whole heart, just like watermelon.
Ooh.
Instead of running around with melon, you can run around with cookies.
That sounds much more exciting.
But melon is like totally useless, it only fills a heart when you can just get bread or something, which does more.
But they're cookies, they're nice.
Are you back with us, Shadox?
Yeah.
Continue then.
Mojang is hosting a special contest to make a 1.3 commercial, showing off what items are in 1.3. They'll pick their top three and add it to their Minecraft channel in time for the 1.3 release.
Mm. Nice.
Xbox 360 will be getting a fix to the near future for a particular focus on the piston-related crashes. So they got a nice little update and all it did is crash. and a host of other minor bugs. The fix may take up to 2 weeks to be deployed.
Well, that's quite a long time.
They know the bugs, but it's going to take 2 weeks to deploy it. All servers and clients will be automatically updated once it's employed.
Maybe what they're working towards then with it.
Yeah. Okay, nice bit of Minecon news. Lydia has confirmed that the 2012 Minecon contract is almost finalised, which could mean being able to get our hands on tickets in less than 3 weeks' time.
Yoo-hoo!
It'd be interesting to actually know where it is.
That pretty much would be, yes.
Yeah, I think as soon as it comes out, I think within a week they will release the information.
Better bloody hell, we've been waiting for long enough. Because I know several of us, if it's based in the UK, several of us will be potentially going to it.
Oh yeah, we'll teach Eagle how to drink wine from a glass, not from a bottle.
No, that'd be just
or
you.
Was that psychosis?
Well,
I think that's both.
Let me know if you lot are going, because if you're going, I definitely won't. Might save myself some money.
Ooh, you should have spent so much on a graphics card.
Oh, it's worth it. Minecraft will run much better with that.
Okay, maybe it's time to move on.
Right, yeah, okay. Moving on. Jinx Store has brought out a new fully zippable creeper hoodie. Have you guys seen the link that we've put in?
No, I've already
seen it.
Have a look.
It zips up over the face or something, doesn't it?
It just looks wrong.
It's just weird.
Yeah,
I am just waiting.
Robbery.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what you put in the dock, I was just about to say. Wait for the bank to hit the news.
There's going
to
be a bank robbery of somebody wearing one of these hoodies because it covers up the face entirely.
It looks a bit like Scream face.
It's just
it's funny
weird.
Because the head is circular, not
Do you mean
square.
Like face from the movie Scream, or you just mean like somebody going,
No, I definitely mean the movie.
Ears bleeding, ears, ow.
Yeah, oh, I think dude. The thing that makes it look wrong is that the face is circular. Like,
square.
If it had like a box frame in it, so when you did it up it was a box, that would be much better.
Yeah,
it
might
look
what
a bit wrong
it just
when it's
a
down,
bit wrong.
Though. I wonder how many they'll sell.
Oh, I'd have thought plenty of people would buy them. The strange, the weird.
Minecon will be full of people like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm waiting to see that one, actually.
Just running around hissing at people and rugby tackling them.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Better than running around hissing at people and then exploding on them, if you know what I mean.
Oh!
Moving on,
Minecraft Pocket Edition
Title.
Has updated to the new version of 0.32.
Wow. Wow.
0.32.
Wow.
Unless someone played with my typo, but I don't think it is. Furnaces. So no more unlimited items.
Oh.
Furnaces. Every available block and item can now be gathered, crafted, and smelted into. Grow trees from saplings, and then also harvest them again. Just it seems to be going more towards the PC side, which is nice, rather than just a creative side.
Good. So it should be.
Yeah, more tiles such as thin glass and half blocks in different materials. Gold, diamond ore, iron can now be gathered. And fixes to the less flickering Z lighting on some devices.
I think we should probably now move on server talk, if that's where we're up to. Big bumper.
Sorry, I was distracted.
If I ever catch you acting like a crazy fool again, you're gonna meet my friend Payne!
The vault coming soon, or is it? Well, we have no idea, but this is Michael Scott and Discharge's vault, which they're doing.
What is it, sorry?
I can't remember.
Excellent, this sounds really good.
Well done, Q.
That's,
willing to speak about it.
That's my fault, that news item, because I. For some reason gave Michael Scott access to the dock earlier in the week and he wrote that.
But he didn't tell anyone what it was.
Well, he it was in podcast a while back, but trying to not really sound embarrassing here, because Discharge is but it's like a big combination lock or something like that. But something, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's got a massive redstone combination lock on it, which has got some insane amount of codes that you can try. And I believe that they're putting clues to the code around the map. I know I certainly have been contacted for some locations.
Yes, so have I
actually. Ooh!
Oh, better get looking.
Yeah, I don't believe they're out there yet, but I'm sure if you keep an eye on the forums, there will be more information.
or better get snooping around the map around all the big popular builds, etc.
Yes.
Also, I'm going, hopefully, that during this week I'm going to open up the maze that myself and Beegree had started to build to the public.
Well, that was already open.
Well, it's not at the moment, it's privated. It's privated at the moment, because we were tweaking it still. But I'm going to open it up and put it down to a time trial.
I don't suggest anyone tries it. It's really hard.
So, look, I think at this point you can claim full ownership of that maze because I haven't done anything on it for about a month and a half.
The thing is, he hadn't put the initial layout on and provided the absolute mass of red wool, then I wouldn't have bothered doing it. Basically.
Yeah, but listen, red wool's not much of a loss to me, though, is it?
No.
Have you got a vault of red wool?
I have about 8 vaults of red wool.
Yeah, people normally have...
Oh, in Minecraft? Yes, I have a vault of red wool.
In real life, you just store a lot of red cardigans.
I don't wear cardigans. How old do you think I am?
I thought you were about 18, weren't you?
Let's not answer that.
18? Oh, thank you, Yubba.
8-0.
No, 8-0, mate.
I would log off if I wasn't the one recording.
Oh, you'll live. For a few years.
Well, anyway. Apparently not for much longer.
You never know, you may get another 3 years.
So, should we move on to the topic of the week?
Please do.
So, what are people planning for 1.3?
Possibly coming back and playing Minecraft.
Yeah, that would be nice for you lot.
I am planning to steal the edge of the map where I am, so that no one else has the edge where I am, because I don't want anyone building next to me.
What happens if the map doesn't expand that way?
If it doesn't expand that way, I'll move my castle somewhere else.
How will that prevent people building next to you on the inside?
What?
If you steal the edge of the map, how will that prevent people building? Like, nobody can build on the edge of the map, but how will that prevent people building on the other side of you, on the inside?
Because I've already claimed the island that I'm on, gone round with signs. I've got quite a bit of
what if it expands by like 2,000? Are you going to claim all 2,000 blocks?
You'll try.
No, but I doubt it expand that far.
You can always try, see what happens.
Yeah.
Why am I suggesting this?
How much can you take land before you get told off?
50 blocks.
I honestly have no idea.
To be honest, as long as you're making use of the land, I can't see there being a problem, because if you count just how much land I've probably taken up, I've took up quite a lot, really, on this map.
Blown a lot of it up recently, anyway.
Yes, that'd be your fault in TNT cannons.
That's probably what I'm going to be doing when 1.3 comes out. More TNT cannons!
Yeah, tripwise, I've got to say, I'm looking forward to making some silly little booby traps. I'm just going to go around, sign picket post areas and say, do not enter, you will die.
But with that, and with TNT now actually knocking back the player more, I think, I know Discharge is planning on doing multi-stage rockets or something, but it's been working on one already. And it's supposed to be quite good having a little player catapult in a way, using TNT.
Oh yes. The challenge would be to set one up to throw you into a pond or something, so you don't die.
Yeah, lots of ponds all over the map so you can just land in them. Good way to get to see the scenery.
Oh yeah, definitely get a nice view of the map.
Nice boom to go with it.
Oh, the one I'm looking forward to actually is doing a few more enchantments on some of my equipment. I've not bothered to enchant anything for a while now because I knew this lower level was coming out. So to save time and hassle, I just haven't bothered enchanting anything yet.
Yeah, with the new enchantment levels, it's going to speed things up tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so...
Anyone else got any plans to do when 1.3 comes out? Or can nobody really remember what's coming out in it?
If I can remember, actually bring myself to play more Minecraft, because I seem to have gone off it at the moment, I want to build something involving upside-down levers.
God.
and a lot of red wool.
Oh, no. An upside-down red wool lever farm.
I was just thinking of a giant mouth, but that actually sounds like a cool idea. The levers breed?
I'm not sure.
You can try it, but I'm not going to promise any success.
What do you have to feed them to make them breed? Redstone?
Nah.
Maybe buttons. If you're lucky, red wool.
I would only feed them red wool if it would breed little red baby levers.
I And the other question is, do the baby red levers have big heads like the mob animals?
No, that would look so...
Okay, so... Yeah, so a lever with a big red head.
Oh, dear. That's... No.
I would estimate 10, maybe 15 seconds from the update going out to the first YouTube video of somebody just flicking the lever backwards and forwards.
By any chance, would that be done by you?
No comment. No, I wouldn't do it myself. I would film Yama doing it in a bikini skin.
Well, I'll put some of the clips with it. And I think I've just sparked an idea, though.
Yeah.
It's fine, I'll have forgotten all this by tomorrow.
Probably will.
Has anybody else got any real plans for 1.3? Apart from coming in.
What do you mean, real plans? Are you trying to imply that my plan's not real?
Well, coming back and playing Minecraft is probably a good plan for a start.
Yeah, it does sound like a good plan.
I don't know, the ender chests would be quite good fun to play with.
Well, yeah, they will be useful for mining, but can warp, for instance, in our server. Not such a big issue, really.
Yeah, but we can warp, but to drop an ender chest, literally, if you're doing something stupid, or if I'm right, you can click on anybody's ender chest and drop your items in it, and then you can pick it up from another chest elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case, which would be
would be most useful if you're doing a joint project with somebody else or a few other people, and it's huge. So, like, people who shall not be named because they're no longer with us, but they were building a massive, like, palace castle thing, and there were two of them, and I was just thinking they could have, like, if they were working on opposite ends of the thing that they were building, they could have had, like, ender chest farms either side. Not farms, sorry, like, clusters. So they could have had the same resources at both either end.
That's true.
It would come in useful for things like
it's
that.
It's not for, you know, so if I put a chest down and put stuff in it, you could open the same chest, but you wouldn't see my items.
Oh, so you can't share with other people?
It's player-specific, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Does that work, technically speaking? Because that sounds like it could be open to hacking.
I have no idea, to be honest, but I believe that's how it works. As I said, it's definitely something to have a play with once it comes onto our server.
Nobody's ever really been sure about what these ender chests are going to do, though. I know we've had debates about what the hell they're actually going to do, but no certainty so far.
We don't do the snapshots, do we?
Nope. Or some of us have, but I haven't.
I don't do snapshots.
Okay, so move on to the next little topic of the week. What's your favourite Minecraft pastime? So what did you really enjoy doing? What are the things you've really enjoyed doing?
For the to save us time, are we talking about something besides mining, shearing Richie?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Just anything that, aside from like building something, which you do literally just to pass time, pissing about or whatever.
Ruling out shearing Richie and around Yama's castle, I'll get back to you.
Well, to be honest, I think you like doing a lot of building little red huts in people's houses.
Sounds very crackly.
Yeah,
I was wondering that. Beagle seems to be breaking off completely.
Sounds like it's raining. Beagle?
Oh.
And there he goes. So anyway, yeah, what's everybody else's favourite pastime to do then?
TNT for me at the moment. Literally, as much TNT as I can, as I found out earlier when I've ended up spending 30 gold to place more TNT, I've already used my even though I'm now a helper, I've used my full 400 limit.
I know I've only got about 100 left or something.
Yeah.
TNT cannons.
You're crazy, you two.
But to be honest, it's a lot of fun tweaking them, because I know we spent, about half an hour last night, about 2 hours today or something?
Yeah, it'd be about that.
Just messing around with one and tweaking it and then blowing up a rainforest.
And other players.
And maybe another person with TNT who was
trying to
fight us with it.
Yeah, to be fair, they did build their TNT cannon in the destruction line of ours.
And I didn't aim it at them one bit, I promise.
Just may not have loaded it quite enough.
Yeah, may have undershot it and got an absolute perfect hit on them.
Yeah, so
that's what we've been up to.
I quite like just good old-fashioned like farming, just properly farming, not automated farming. That's always nice.
I like never do that myself.
And making cakes. I like making cakes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to say, actually, it's the one thing I haven't done, actually. I haven't made a cake in Minecraft yet.
The last time I made a cake was for your birthday, Shannon.
Woo! To be fair, there were a lot of cakes there.
Yeah, and everyone stood in them.
And you had Jetta dancing in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting night, that one. Yeah, right. Shall we move on to the filler?
I'm guessing that was a filler.
What the hell is that?
Sounded like a fart.
Sounds like a cow stuck in a fucking bag.
Funny thing is, this is probably going to sound completely fine on Beagrie's end, but to us, that really didn't sound good.
No. So, I'm going to hand over to Q on this one, as we're going to do Minecraft questions.
I have 10 questions here, which is stuff that even, actually, to be honest, I didn't know most of these about that are actually in Minecraft.
Yay!
Some of them may just require a little bit of thinking, and some of them it's not bloody going to get. Oh, first question is, which mob is the first to have its own attack move with moving appendages?
Zombie.
I was going to say zombie too.
You will find... I'm guessing nobody else is answering, because you two are the only ones.
Discharge, Sec, you want to type and we'll write it out if you guys have any internet problems. Same with you, Beagrie. What's the question? There's always one that doesn't listen.
Yes, there's always one. Which mob is the first to have its own attack move with moving appendages? Is that all your final answers? It is actually the Iron Golem.
The Iron Golem, what? Really?
Because you think about it, it actually swings its arms, doesn't it?
Yep.
What?
Whereas
no,
a zombie
that's
just
true.
Walks
a zombie
at you.
Just lifts its arms, doesn't it, and then hits you. It doesn't
it
actually.
It's already got its arms up, so it just walks at you.
Oh, bloody hell, yeah. Fair play. That was quite good.
Yeah, it made me think. Actually,
right.
I'm going to be ready for the next question.
Next question is: we're going to require thinking. How many gold nuggets are required to create a golden apple?
Eight.
Gold nuggets.
I'm
going to
say 7.
Create a golden apple. Oh wait, hang on, this is an old one. Oops, yeah. Sorry, ignore that question.
Actually, no, it also works in 1.3 as well, because there are two versions of the golden apple.
Yeah, I was thinking of the golden block ones.
Ah, well, there you go.
Fuck that one up, yeah. Yes. Does anyone want to guess how many gold nuggets are required to make a golden apple using... Okay, yeah, Discharge got it there. 648.
Really?
Yes.
My god.
How'd you do that? I don't understand how you'd craft a golden apple.
Because it'd be using gold blocks, so you'd have to use gold nuggets to make the ingots, then ingots to make the blocks.
Oh god.
Yeah,
that really is pain in the ass.
Okay, question number 3. Can a player ride a baby pig while using a saddle?
I wouldn't have thought so.
I'm gonna agree with Yama. I'm gonna probably say no.
Anybody else got an answer?
Beagrie thinks you're a pervert, but you know.
I'm guessing that's his answer. Discharge?
I'm guessing that's a no, I think.
Probably googling it. The answer is yes, you can.
What?
You can ride baby piggies?
Yes.
That seems really mean.
I don't know, Beagrie, I think that's maybe just a personal choice you have to make there.
Yeah, Beagrie's just said that. Should we can, but should you?
I don't think I would now that I know I can. I think it's a bit mean.
I bet when you all get onto Minecraft now, you're going to go rushing to find a baby pig and just ride it with a saddle. Ah, that sounds wrong.
Oh, that didn't get clipped.
We should probably move on to question 4 here. Are Endermen more likely to spawn on a new moon, where the moon doesn't actually give off any light? It's like a black moon, basically.
That sounds that daft a question. I'm going to say yes.
I have no idea. I didn't even understand what you said.
Do you want the question again?
No, I don't think I'll understand it, so I'm just going to say no.
The answer is actually yes.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, on a new moon, so it's basically... moon which doesn't give them any light, Endermen are more likely to spawn.
Wow. But you really wouldn't have thought
I told you
was that clever.
Just, these
just like this, just we don't believe Minecraft was that clever.
Right, this one should be a bit easier to get. How many times faster does the Ender Dragon fly than the player can walk?
I haven't got a clue, because believe it or not, I've still not seen one.
7.
That's 7 from Yama?
That's my lucky number.
Anybody else?
19. I'm going to guess that it's obviously able to keep out of touch with you, so I'm going to go 4.
How many times faster does an Ender Dragon fly than a player can walk? Is that everybody's answers?
Yeah. I think so, mate.
The answer is 10 times faster.
Ooh.
That's quite close.
So, Yama got the closest answer there.
Yeah. Go me. Nearly there.
Right. Back to the slightly obscure ones. Can redstone torches melt snow?
No.
I'm going to say no.
Do you have an answer, Beagree?
Beagree says it's snow from me.
Okay. That was horribly awful.
I thought everyone deserved to hear that, though.
You all got that right, actually. They're the only light source, apart from natural light, which doesn't melt snow.
Mm. It's because it's so dark. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it basically doesn't give off any light, almost. Well, let's not delve into that, Discharge. Don't poke holes in my questions. Right, back to another obscure one. Are fish easier or harder to catch while it's raining?
Easier.
I don't think it makes a difference.
We've got harder from Beagree. Of course you'd think harder. So hard. Dirty boy.
Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference.
Not
that I catch fish very often. I just kit food.
Okay, Beagree, you can stop with that now. The answer is actually easier, but it's unknown whether a thunderstorm actually has any effect on them.
Right.
So, if you want to catch fish quite easily, do it while it's raining.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, yes. Right, question number 8. Does a golden pickaxe destroy the majority of blocks slightly quicker than a golden pickaxe? Sorry, than a diamond pickaxe?
Can you repeat the question, sorry?
Does a gold pickaxe destroy the majority of blocks slightly quicker than a diamond pickaxe? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Shaddox?
I'm going to say yes on that one, to be honest.
Shaddox is correct, actually. It does actually destroy most blocks quicker than a diamond pickaxe, but because it's so much weaker, it's not really worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, number 9. If you shoot yourself with a bow, will tamed wolves attack you?
Ooh!
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Can you all stop chatting and... If you shoot yourself with a bow, will tamed wolves attack you?
No.
I'm gonna say no.
Apparently it is true, but I've never noticed it myself.
Oh, I want to try that now.
Another thing to try on a server.
And the final question. Can you sleep during a thunderstorm, even when it's daytime?
No.
Because that's so specific, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no, because it always says you can't sleep because it's night time.
Being you can apparently sleep through a freaking earthquake.
That's not very good.
Is it daytime? Minecraft Day? Beagree said yes there. Both Beagree and Shaddox are correct. You can apparently sleep during a good thunderstorm.
That's really strange.
Get us.
How long do you get to sleep for? Is it like half a day or a full day into the night?
I have
or
no idea.
Or just until the thunderstorm passes?
Hey, I'm meant to be asking the questions. Don't ask me the questions.
Think on your feet.
Yes.
Well, which one? You didn't even answer the question.
That's the point of my answer. Just say words until, and that's all my questions that I've got.
Well, well done for that, Q. Very good questions.
Different new game.
Yeah, it's quite good.
I certainly feel like I've learned something from that one.
And Beagree says, think on your back. More fun.
And here. So, to the outro.
Da-da-da-da. You're going to have to unmute your mic now, Beagree. Oh, dear.
Oh.
So, you can contact us on the podcast email, which, if I'm correct, no one has yet, so why not try and get in there first at, thank you, at crazyfoolspodcast@gmail.com. Pop us an email if you want to complain about Beegree and stuff like that. You know, it's always appreciated.
Oh, apparently Michael Scott emailed it first with a message just saying first.
Oh, typical.
I'm not sure if that counts, though.
No, if you want to put a complaint in or a compliment or ask us any other questions that you can't get us on the forums, why not send us an email at crazyfoolspodcast@gmail.com. Okay, if you're on iTunes, please go and rate and review us. We're still sat there hanging around the top, but, you know, it's always welcome to get another rate and review.
We want to be on top. On top. Maybe like Beegree.
If that's what you're into. I know Beegree does.
Oh, dear.
Okay, if you're not the Crazy Fools, why not? Okay, go and visit crazy-fools.co.uk. You can also use crazyfools.co.uk without the hyphen. Go have a look around, have a look at the forums, things like that, look at our live map, and then come and join us on the server. You can follow us all on Twitter. You can follow myself, at ShadoxKiller. And you've got Beegree, Sekoj, T3HQ. And
underscore.
And that's it. And yeah, that's it.